Hello, I'm Allison Raskin. I'm a writer, mental health advocate, and co-host of the podcast Just Between Us.
What a coincidence. I'm Gabe S. Dunn. I'm a writer, bisexual icon, wink, and I'm also the co-host of this show.
Just Between Us is a variety show where we interview fascinating people, play a ridiculous game called Hypotheticals, and talk about things that affect everyone or maybe sometimes just me.
We also do a show called Too Long, Did Read It, which is a show where we scour the depths of Reddit to find the weirdest, kookiest, most upsetting posts and then give our opinions.
So if you're looking for a new show to check out that goes from silly to serious in the same episode, often multiple times,
back and forth from each of us,
you can check out the Just Between Us feed where we have over 200 episodes waiting just for you.
200 episodes?
I know, we've been doing this a long time.
And it were very funny.
Okay.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So you want to be a rock and roll star? No? Well, how about a podcast star? Well, as it turns out, there's a new all-in-one platform just for you. It's called Anchor, and it's the easiest way to make a podcast. And check this out. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. And then Anchor will distribute the podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify and Apple Podcast and, you know, everywhere else in podcast land. And what's even better, you can actually make money from your podcast. Go figure. No minimum listenership on that. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go ahead, download the free Anchor app right now or go to anchor.fm to get started. So what are you waiting for? Podcast stardom is within your reach.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith with the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org. Consequence of Sound and the Consequence Podcast Network. First off, thank you so much for checking out the episode. If you like what you hear and you're not already a subscriber, please hit that subscribe button. We put out three new interviews every single week, one Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So it's a great way to keep up with all of your favorite artists and discover some new ones and know what's happening in the music world. Of course, you can find us at all the major podcast hotspots like iTunes, Apple Podcast, at Spotify, Acast, or even YouTube as well, where you'll find the video version of this interview recorded over Zoom. I'm Kyle Meredith, and I'm talking with Rami from the XX. You see, she has got her very first official solo single, and it's going to lead to her first official solo album. We'll talk about the progress she's making on working on the LP. Pop writing with other artists. I mean, pop writing, like learning how pop music is made with that world. In fact, she spent a lot of time writing for other artists in the pop world, talking about like Dua Lipa, and that definitely influenced the direction that she chose to go. In fact, she kind of jokes about going from writing nothing but heartbreak songs to songs about positivity that you can dance to. And a lot of that also has to do with about seeking connection, especially in these moments that we're in. That's, you know, she's writing these songs this year. It's a very real-time statement that you're hearing specifically in this first single with Lifetime. I do want to hear how it is different, though, writing with her bandmates in the XX versus writing with a team of writers like that. And she'll tell us about specifically writing the song Electricity with Dua Lipa and taking advice from Sia and working with Kalayla as well. So let's get into this. It's Kyle Meredith with Rami.
Hi, thanks for having me. Nice to speak to you.
You too. So what we've got here is first, your first official solo single with Lifetime, which is just this, it's such a fun track that you've done. And this is leading up to, I guess, a solo album, right?
Yes. Firstly, thank you. I'm glad you like the song. I think that you saying that it's fun is all I could hope for. You know, I wanted, you know, obviously it's a weird time at the moment and I tried to make a song to cheer myself up as much as anyone else. So I hope that that comes across. But yeah, I'm in the studio right now working on an album. So for as long as I can be in the studio with other people, I'm excited to be making music.
So the journey to here, I mean, the XX has been a band over 10 years now. Of course, Jamie's done his solo stuff, and maybe this was always going to happen. I mean, did you expect that you were always going to make a solo album?
No, actually, like I didn't. I love the XX, and I've always been really content being in a band, and it's not like I had a sort of a secret, like, master plan to go solo. But I'd been writing a lot of songs, and I'd been interested in getting into pop writing for other people as another avenue to learn, to get behind understanding how pop music is made, out of curiosity, as well as craving an avenue to express myself that wasn't maybe just where I felt like I didn't have to be the one that would sing it. And at the time, I didn't feel as confident enough to be the one singing it. But I kept writing these songs and thinking someone else is going to sing it, and people were like to me, well, this sounds quite personal to you. Are you sure you want to give it away? And over time, my confidence kind of grew a bit, and I thought, actually, maybe I can do it myself. And so it took me a little while to get here, but it feels good now.
Well, again, just based off this first single alone, I mean, it's fun because it of course, we can hear some familiarity there because it's you. Yeah. But it is something different. I mean, this is, I don't know if it's what you're talking about, like as you're sort of orbiting in the pop world these days, but it is. And I think you've described it as just more club influence, but there is a heavier dance element than what you would usually do. What made you lean that way? And is that sort of what we're getting from the rest of the record as well?
Yeah, definitely think you can expect more upbeat, more clubby influences. It's just a different, just a sort of window into a different side of my taste. I think that I've always loved club music. I've loved DJing for quite a long time, and it's just not kind of come out so much in the music of the XX. I think that as we've gone on with our last record and with our last tour, we had a whole section which was a lot more upbeat. But I'm just excited to show that side and, you know, have songs that people can properly put on and dance to. That's kind of new for me.
It has a good burst of positivity to it, with the single specifically. Have you noticed that you've had to reach further into that with our current surroundings?
Yeah, I think that I've mainly written songs about being heartbroken in my life. And I found it is slightly more challenging to write a song about being happy. I think without finding that line between it being overly saccharine and actually something that is, you know, it's quite hard to navigate. But with Lifetime, I was in my house in lockdown in England, and I was feeling, you know, really craving that motion and that euphoria that I wasn't getting, because I was, you know, as everyone, just, you know, at home. And I was kind of closing my eyes and imagining that sort of fast moving motion of, like, in a car, hands in the air, and like kind of like a teenage feeling of that. And that's kind of what this song has, like, gives me, is that kind of like fast, like fizzy feeling, I guess.
Right.
And I think that, you know, and lyrically, I was thinking like about, you know, if the world ends, like, what do I want? I want to be with the people I love. And that it went, you know, simpler things are much simplified in that moment, you know, and as the world sped up again, you know, you start to get more concerned with other things. But in that moment, when everything was a lot more still, I was just thinking about those, about connection and kind of craving euphoria. So that's what I've poured into Lifetime.
Yeah, I've had that. Like, it is interesting, sort of maybe cliches aside, how much, you know, the pandemic and the quarantine has made me consider the joy of being in the moment with, you know, like, yep. There was another artist online the other day, and I feel like it was Questlove or something that I was reading on Twitter, and he was talking about how he missed the 4 a.m. bus calls. I mean, things he would never, ever miss. Just because of, and I guess the song speaks to those connections a little bit too.
Yeah, totally. And just kind of, I was kind of making some new resolutions at the time. Like, I'm gonna try and remember these small moments. To me, it's kind of a reminder of that stuff, like, you know, to just appreciate that stuff.
Yeah. The pop world that you've been talking about, I mean, you've now written for quite a lot of people. One of those I'll just pick out of the hat here with Dua Lipa and Electricity. How different is it to be a part, you know, versus when you're writing songs like this that might be just so personal versus like being part of a writing team that really exists in the pop world where you can have 7, 8, 10 people on one writing credit?
It's definitely a new experience. And when I first, in between making our first and second and third albums, I get confused. I said to the people I work with, I'd love to go to LA or go to wherever. I guess LA is a hub of that and learn about pop music and pop writing. And for me, I'd only ever worked with my two best friends, and I was incredibly shy at sharing my lyrics. So I'd mainly just written poems and then sung them aloud afterwards. So then I went into an environment with strangers who, you know, people would start playing music and just say, sing, sing. And I was just completely panicked. And it was good, though. I learned a lot on the go. I enjoyed feeling kind of out of my comfort zone. With Electricity, it was a really interesting experience, and I had gotten to know Mark Ronson, who's a very inspiring person. And he had said to me, oh, I need some help with the lyrics for a song. And he played me an instrumental with vocal melodies from Diana Gordon, who's an incredibly talented artist. And she was just singing melodies. There was no words. And I found it so inspiring because her melodies are incredible, and I could suddenly hear this whole story within it. And to not be the one in control of the melodies and the, you know, the instrumentation and everything, to suddenly just have that one job to give the song a storyline was really like a fun new challenge. Yeah. And I thought, it kind of sounds like she's saying Electricity. And then the kind of song evolved from that, you know. And like, I once had a really interesting conversation with Sia, who told me, like, pick a word and just go from there. And, you know, and you can hear that in her music. You know, she was very generous with her information she shared with me. And it works for her very well. So I definitely was inspired by her.
Do you find that you have as close a connection or even ownership to, you know, a song that you're sort of giving away? Like, would you ever perform these songs in the middle of your own set, your own versions?
I did a live stream on Instagram for the first time in lockdown a couple of months ago. And I did an acoustic cover of Electricity, just to sing it because it was fun to do, you know. And I loved being part of the song, and I wrote my parts, and then Dua Lipa went on to change it and write bits for herself, and she really made it completely her own. And I loved watching her take it somewhere I never could have taken it. I know that, you know, her doing like incredible performances on music award shows, and this music video that's like her dancing like so amazingly. I was like, wow, it just was really cool to watch to be a part of something and watch it go and watch her take it like that and own it. It's so good.
It sounds like a really fun time just to be doing what you're doing right now, because again, the solo record, I've heard you say in another interview that, you know, the XX are writing in some way, at least. I don't know to what degree or anything. Are you still doing more of these co-writes? I mean, are there more of these to come too?
Yeah, I mean, I sort of put one of the ways that I got into this solo album is that I was working, I have been working with a producer called Fred Again, who is a we got put together to do pop writing for other people, and we ended up getting on so well that one day I went and I was feeling a bit disillusioned. I was like, I want to make something personal. Who are we writing for? It felt a little bit abstract. And then I was like, maybe I'll write for me. And that was the opening of quite a new chapter, which we're in now. And we've gone on to write quite a few songs together, as well as Lifetime. So I've kind of been focusing on that for a bit, but I would love to have the opportunity to work with more people directly in the room. Yeah. I had an amazing experience working with Kalela, where we sat together and just wrote songs, you know, and she told me her stories. She told me what she was going through. She has some incredible melodies and ideas, and I helped her just get the story she told me into a few songs on her last record. And that for me was one of the most amazing experiences. So hopefully I could do more personal writing with people.
Yeah, well, I absolutely love what we've heard so far with Lifetime. It's a great setup. I don't know how far you are in on this this solo record, if we're going to hear it, you know, anytime soon, but I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, thank you very much. It's really nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for taking the time to talk about it, and we'll be listening for the whole thing.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Take care.
My thanks, Rami, usually of the XX, solo at this point. Lifetime is the new single. Looking forward to that album as well. Thanks to you for checking out the episode again. Before you get out, please do hit that subscribe button. iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Again, YouTube has the video version of this interview as well. Wherever you get podcasts from, we put out 3 new ones a week. So keep up to date with us. And after that, head to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. It's an hour full of song premieres and music news, anniversary spins, and bonus interviews. Again, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence of Sound has your music and film news. You can also find me on the social media spots, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of them at Kyle Meredith. That does it for another edition of Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Do you read Stephen King? Good news. There's a club for you. The Losers Club. Every Friday, us losers journey through the never-ending wastelands of King's Dominion. We sink our teeth into each of King's novels, dive deep into the lore, and review every adaptation. Even better, we're always having guests over. Thomas Jane, Will Wheaton, Mary Lambert, Mick Garris. The list goes on. So what are you waiting for? Join us as we read on through long days and pleasant nights.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.